This poem, Encounter, from 1936, was written when Czesław Miłosz was about 25 years old. I first encountered this poem in 1978 in a now long-vanished bookstore when I found a book entitled Bells in Winter by a poet of whom I had never heard, and I remember how this poem brought me to a standstill. But Miłosz didn't want his poetry to cast a spell on anyone. Far from it. While in the English-speaking world, W.H. Auden was writing about art's obligation to disenchant rather than to enchant, to choose truth above intoxication, Miłosz in Poland was even more soberly disavowing magic and enchantment as having any role in poetry's pursuit of reality. In 1945 in Warsaw, he wrote in his poem, Dedication, of how he did not want to possess wizardry as a poet, what he called the wizardry of words. He did not want what Prospero calls spirits to enchant, art to enforce. Of course, only someone who is capable of magic in the first place is in a position to give it up. He knew it was always with him. 30 years later, when he was in his mid-60s, and I think touching bottom, he wrote, "With a flick of the wrist, I fashioned an invisible rope and climbed it, and it held me." But there was a difference for him between illusion and miracle, the difference between subject and object. I think his aversion to illusion is a part of his dislike of seduction and a part of his moral need to disengage from power. And this aversion deepened as he witnessed and survived war, tyranny, revolution, orthodoxy, ideology, all of which were synonyms in a petrifying thesaurus that had opened up in the middle of his time and place and language. But in another way, his aversion to illusion also was a measure of the awe he felt for what he called reality, the field of objective existence, all in the details, a ground of being which he considered to be, in its sheer being, miraculous, but also intensely elusive. And just as he believed that poetry is not magic, he believed also that poetry isn't politics or political science or sociology or religion or philosophy or theory or a set of answers or a system of thought or a call to action or a unified vision. He said of his generation in post-World War II Poland, "We were the avant-garde of inhumanity." But he said that poetry had saved him. Perhaps he meant that poetry had saved him from all of these things. But then what was poetry for him, if it was none of these? Well, we can see that it was a path through life for him. He said it was a quest for reality, as opposed to a transcript of subjective experiences. A quest he pursued in myriad ways and in many voices, sometimes as a heterodox mystic, sometimes, he said, as a kind of scientist, sometimes as a student of history, sometimes, he said, as a hunter. And always the object of the quest was unattainable, yet occasionally briefly visible. Here in this poem, Encounter, from 1936, speaking of a renunciation of magic, there is even a rabbit running away and disappearing, as if from a magician whose trick has gotten out of hand. As if the poem is asking, why would we even bother to seek illusion when reality is truly vanishing before our eyes, moment by moment, and when we, as pieces of this reality, are truly vanishing together with it as well. This is translated from Polish by Miłosz and Lillian Valley. Encounter. We were riding through frozen fields in a wagon at dawn. A red wing rose in the darkness. And suddenly a hare ran across the road. One of us pointed to it with his hand. That was long ago. Today neither of them is alive, not the hare nor the man who made the gesture. Oh, my love, where are they? Where are they going? The flash of a hand, streak of movement, rustle of pebbles. I ask, not out of sorrow, but in wonder.